This is High FM. Our WhatsApp number is
79010959.
You did that without looking at it.
I did. Do you know why?
Why?
Because the microphone's in front of it now.
All right.
Oh, no, that's a camera. That's a camera.
This is so nice. There's loads of messages coming in saying welcome back. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Oh, there's a photo from 990. It says, expressions of eyes can be read by everyone, but depression of the heart can be read only by the best one. Care for everyone, but don't lose the best one.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Ah, 045 is back.
Good morning, guys. Hey. I've missed you.
Hi.
We've missed you too. Good morning, Robin and George. Welcome back. Hope you guys had a great holiday. 261 says, 2 weeks without a story of the Ryland doing a Ryland. Did you do anything over the 2 weeks?
That's a silly question. Of course I did.
Do you? Of course you did. All right,
yeah,
I'm sitting down.
On the plane.
Okay, here we go. What?
Yeah, I thought I'd cheat the system,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because for a start, yeah. It really hurt walking through the business class on Oman Air. I was like,
oh, no.
I want to sit here.
Oh.
So I thought, I know what I'll do.
Yeah.
Smart cookie.
Yeah.
Smart cookie, this one.
Okay.
I'll take two Panadol night and I'll sleep the whole way there.
And you drugged yourself.
Shouldn't have taken two Panadol night, turns out.
Why not?
Because then I couldn't wake up. They literally... They had to wake me up to get me off the plane.
John.
I couldn't stop sleeping. Even when we got to the resort, I couldn't stop sleeping. It went on for like 12 hours.
Oh, God.
But also, in the bit when I was awake on the plane,
yeah.
I threw my drink all over myself, so I had to wear that for the rest of the day.
You do that usually.
And then, also, yeah. I've got to apologise to all my lovely workmates here at High FM because I didn't bring any gifts back.
Neither did I.
Because I went into a gift shop and I lost it.
What happened?
I brought so much stuff. It's all for myself.
That's okay. You're allowed to.
I unpacked yesterday and it's this pile of presents for myself.
Another one for George.
Another one for George. But I also got you a little audio gift.
Oh, brilliant.
Can you plug that in?
Okay.
And you need to press Steve 2.
Steve 2.
So I met this guy.
Yeah.
And not like that. And he's from... Australia.
Oh, Pippa, the chooks are dead.
Hey, Pippa, you should check out my twin cam ute.
No,
it's
but not
you've
right.
changed though.
No, I need them separately. I need them separately. I just need Pippa. You've changed.
Pippa, you've changed.
I'm twin cam ute.
It's a twin cam ute.
Oh yeah.
You can just hear me in the back and all of them go, no, it's not right.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM, Oman.
Oh my God.
I know.
Oh wow. Oh wow. Oh yes.
It's there.
Yes. Jishnu Ram is here.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? You alright?
Yeah, I do.
Why is it that George can bring you back in, but I asked you, I pleaded with you before 6 o'clock, and you said no, no way.
Awkward.
And do you know what he said? Right? He said, no, 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 you guys are on a flow. I went, dude, we've been away for 2 weeks.
We haven't started. Amazing.
Hey, man, how's it going? You all right?
Yeah, I'm very well.
It's really nice to see you.
And you're looking very smart.
Yeah.
You're looking dapper today.
Yeah, you're looking really good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have missed you.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
You're not going to get it back.
Did you miss us?
No.
No.
Straight in the eye. Looked me straight in the eye and went, no.
I know, he did as well. He didn't even look down.
Gosh.
Oh, man. This is really nice having you here.
This is.
It really is.
Thank you.
Now, you haven't been on the air for how long?
Probably 1 month.
A month.
Mm.
Yeah.
How's that feel?
Feel good.
Really? Doesn't need any more. He's a star.
Do you want to be on the radio?
No, I don't want to.
Why not? You've just, I mean, you just hit us twice this morning already in the last minute and a half with just hilarity.
Yeah, that's true. Have you got any more jokes?
Not now.
Okay.
I don't have any right now.
Cheers, it's really nice having you here.
Yep.
All okay, right.
Thank you.
Okay.
I feel like an Ed Sheeran song, like, we need you now, you don't need us.
Yeah. Listen, thank you for coming in. What did George do to bring you in?
No, she
I
just
couldn't do.
Smiled at me and
that's it.
Asked for complete.
And he was like, okay. Okay.
Why doesn't that work on the rules?
Come on! Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up!
High FM.
Turn it up!
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
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 Who's this?
Saeed.
All right, Saeed, what's going on? What can we do for you?
I'm still confused whether you guys are married or not. Not running debate in our family. No, you see, no, that's the confusing part. There was that laugh on one of your ads a while ago, but there's a few comments here and there, and I'm really confused.
Okay, what kind of comments?
I know there was this joke. It was on one of your ads for your podcast.
All right.
And then you had something about the dinner party.
Oh, the dinner party.
And you were at,
That was the dinner party over at our house. I mean, your house, George.
I would be, like, the worst wife ever, though, if I was sat in front of my husband looking him in the eye talking about my disastrous love life.
Why are you saying that?
And how much I fancy James off the evening show at 7 p.m.
Yeah, but that's an act. We may as well.
No, it's not. Have you seen him, dude? All right, are we going to tell the truth?
We'll have words about this later when I get you home.
Will we?
Get back in the kitchen! Make me a turkey sandwich! Saeed.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, we are.
No, you see, that's the confusing part. that is exactly the confusing part.
I know, how did Robin do this well? No one else understands it either.
Okay, so you are married.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely.
I can rest that.
10 long, awful years.
You've just been horrible.
I have to work with him, live with him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the worst.
I am, and I sweat at night as well.
Okay, fine. I could see I was right.
All right, yeah, you were right. So make sure you tell people when you're talking about us. Did you know they're actually married?
Yeah.
And they do this act sometimes. But let little things go in there. Little things like the dinner party.
Like, we just stuff let like stuff that. Slip.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, I'm trying to maintain this illusion of your wife, Debbie, and I just can't all the time.
Yeah,
because it's basically, I'm a Gemini split personality. We're going to leave it there.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
Okay, so Saeed, hope that answers your question.
It does. Thank you very much.
All right, nice
Thank
one.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. You got to get up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM. I got on the scales this morning.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
I literally pointed at them while still standing on them and went, no! No! I mean, I feel enormous, but no!
Well, we've been away for 2 weeks.
Oh, dear me, I've gone for it.
Yeah, me too. And I got on the scales last night. They're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I repositioned them, thinking maybe it's the tile that this scales are sitting on.
Hello, shopped in that aisle. Tell me how much. Put the microphone down a minute. I don't want to do this live. I don't want everyone to know how much. Okay, yeah.
What?
I know!
Really?
Yeah.
That's a huge amount.
I know!
It's a huge, huge amount.
Why did you go wear tracksuit bottoms?
I said to Debbie last night, right, that's it. We're going to eat healthy from now on. And she went, yeah, absolutely. I went, chocolate in the fridge?
Yeah.
We polished off an entire dairy milk.
Is that why you're waiting for Domino's?
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. This is High FM, Oman.
You're either going to laugh out loud or hate my guts and not speak to me for the rest of the show.
Big wrist, Banks.
Did you read about this woman who says that she spent $150,000, which is 57,000 reals, on a matchmaking service that set her up with men who were either married, mentally unstable, or convicted criminals?
I take it this isn't what she wanted.
Or as George Ryland knows them, a real catch.
That's a good one.
So you're not talking to me for the rest of the show, yeah?
No, yeah, absolutely. I like him a bit mentally unstable. That's how I like him. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Yes. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Oh, yes. Hi, good morning. Who's that?
Hello.
This is Mona. It's just a laugh.
Mona.
Yeah.
How are you, Mona? What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I was just thank you for the good time I had laughing at George laughing.
Everyone,
we could hear her laughing, actually.
It's kind of loud to laugh. Yeah. There's not much I can do about it.
I know, that really hurt.
I did loads of abs yesterday. That really hurt me. So I'm glad they gave you a laugh as well.
But that gag, Mona, that could have gone... it could have gone the other way. She could have looked at me and gone, what do you mean? What are you saying?
I was too worried.
So I was a bit worried because I wrote that a couple of nights ago and I didn't do it yesterday.
But you know I've got a sense of humour about my disastrous love life.
Yeah,
I hope your love life is better than mine, Mona. Wouldn't say
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You legends.
See you later. Thanks for calling. Goodbye. Here we go. Wake up, wake up.
I just keep moving. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
Right, here it is. I'm on a diet.
Same.
Well, healthier eating is what I'm trying to do.
I'm on a massive detox diet, whatever.
Because I've got a belly on me here.
I'm not even going to go near mine.
It's really, really, really embarrassing. I was 102 kilos. When I came back from holiday, I thought I'd weigh myself. And I was moving the scales around the bathroom. Do you ever do that? Put them on different tiles?
Has it ever got so bad you tried it in a different room? Because I've been there.
Have you been there as well? Have you done that? My secret is, obviously, I'm trying to eat healthier, so no bars of chocolate at night.
But what about the rest of the day?
What I do is I weigh myself in the morning.
Yep, same.
Because in the morning, I weigh less.
Yes.
Why is that?
Because you haven't got a whole day's worth of food and water inside you.
But I've only slept for 5 hours, so I've still... How do I weigh less?
Because that's 5 hours that your metabolism's been going while you're sleeping.
But I'm not doing anything. I'm just laying there.
It's your brain that shuts down. Your metabolism's still going. Not at the same rate, but it's still working. So that's 5 hours of working off the food.
So why is it when I go for a snooze in the afternoon, I wake up, and if I weighed myself, which I used to do, why am I not thinner in the afternoon?
That's only an hour. I think you need a few hours.
Yeah, I need a few hours. Does your metabolism work faster at night when you're asleep?
No.
No?
Well, how does that work? It slows down. Everything slows down when you're asleep, but it is still working. So you have been working stuff off for 5 hours.
But I'm not doing anything.
Well, no, but like your brain's still working. You don't just like, we're not robots, you don't power down completely.
I don't get that.
This is your weight loss thing, just sleep.
My weight loss thing is weighing myself in the morning because something happens.
But
I don't know
why.
You
weigh the same. Like,
well, I don't weigh the same.
Doesn't make
I do not.
This isn't going to make my diet any better.
I lost a kilo last night. I weighed myself. How do I do that in 5 hours?
Well, when I'm...
That's impossible. I can't do that.
You can. Because you're dehydrating as well, because you're not having anything to drink. Am I explaining this well?
No, I just don't understand it.
Right.
I'm going for a snooze.
Okay.
This is getting boring.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi, you guys.
Who's this? Oh, you beat me to it. Yeah. Jinx.
This is Nora.
Nora!
Is this Nora from Nana's?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, brilliant. Nora from Nana's, who is also a doctor.
And just all-round superwoman. Yeah. She'll be able to help.
I met Nora on my flight when I was coming back, on the Oman Air flight.
And oh my God, thank you for that selfie.
I know.
All I can see is my nose.
We took a selfie and I put it up on our Facebook page with, oh my God, look, it's lovely Nora from Nana's. I just heard this, Robin! I'm like... Oh my, who's that? But it's me, it's Nora. It's like, hello! How you doing? Right, Nora, are you calling in about this weight loss thing? Because I am, I just don't know what is going on.
And I don't know how else to explain it.
And she explained it really badly.
But she was saying the right thing. So basically what happens when you sleep during the night, you lose a lot of water through sweating.
I don't sweat at night. I'm not a sweaty
well,
thing.
You think you don't,
night.
But you actually do.
That's unpleasant.
You do, actually.
That is
Everybody
unpleasant.
Everybody sweats during the night.
Okay.
And then because you're breathing in and out, you're producing a lot of carbon dioxide. And so you're actually breaking down the oxygen. And that all uses up energy.
Yeah, but Nora, how can I weigh a kilo less in the morning?
Oh, you can because of the shift of the fluids in your body.
But they're still in my body.
No. So when you sweat it out and when you breathe it out, you actually lose it. You lose a lot of water when you're sleeping. The best time to weigh yourself if you're losing weight and you want to make sure it's your correct weight is the first thing in the morning after you pee.
After you pee?
Yes.
Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah, of course. So first thing in the morning and I'm a sweaty, horrible so-and-so at night. Oh, thanks for your call.
You disgust me, Bags.
It's Nora from Nana's.
Nora!
Thank you. Yay.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, lovely.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland, and Jishnu Ram is here.
Jishnu Ram,
yay!
Whoa! Engineer Jish!
Thank you.
He's in the building.
Thank you.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay, so you're much better than yesterday. Notice the smile on his face?
Yeah.
Yesterday, when you were on the air, you looked a bit depressed, and you said to us that you really didn't want to be on the radio anymore.
I really don't want.
Why not?
I don't want to.
But there has to be a reason.
There's a reason.
Yeah.
You loved it before.
And look at his body language. He's just folded his arms.
Defensive.
Has somebody said anything?
No. Forward. No.
Well, because at this point, I've got to be honest, we're taking it personally.
Yeah.
It feels like an attack on us.
Whenever you're not here, I think, is it me?
I'm also like, is it Robin?
Yeah. And I have to go around and put my arm around her.
No, no.
And she bits me off. Get away!
I am not tactile!
Has anything happened? Honestly, be honest with us.
No, nothing. Nothing happened. Seriously, nothing happened.
Seriously?
Yes.
So you just woke up one morning and thought, no, I don't want to be a radio star anymore. Yeah. I'm just going to let my fans down and just know I don't want to do it.
Because we haven't done a podcast for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And the podcast, when you left the show, the podcast went down in the podcast charts.
As you're well aware.
Yeah. And we blame you.
Hashtag just saying.
It will come back to number one soon.
Are you going
to
be on it?
Anyway, you are going to put my link there.
Yeah, I'm going to put this one.
Yeah, but
this one is going to go on the podcast. It has to go on the podcast. There's a reason for it.
Okay.
So, I get an email yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear it?
Yep.
It's about you.
Okay.
This is somebody who listened yesterday and heard you saying that you didn't want to be on the air anymore. Hi, Robin. I really want to call you guys in the morning, but me and my mum have moved back to India, so I find it very hard to call you guys in the morning.
Okay.
However, I was listening online, and I'd like you to tell this to Jish.
Okay.
Hey, Jish, I'm a really big fan of yours. I love how you are.
Big fan.
It's just because of you, the morning show was number one in the comedy charts.
It's all about you.
I heard that you want to leave the show. I know Robin and George keep teasing you.
That's what you mean.
But remember, you have more fans than what Robin and George has.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Please stay on the show. And then this person, Tamer, she does a hashtag. Hashtag make High FM great again. Hang on, hang on. It doesn't finish there. The next time you guys do a photo shoot, please include Jish as well.
And do you want us to like stay at home?
I know that he's an engineer, but it would be just great including him. Yours sincerely, Tamer Bibby.
Is this the problem? Is this because you weren't in the photo shoot?
Well, that was ages ago.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering if it's coming out now.
Is it just hitting him now?
All right, Mariah.
So I replied back to Tamer and I said, oh, those are lovely words. What about if we called you? I thought we could call Tamer in India. And she replied back, said, I'm really sorry, Robin. Since I'm in India, I've got school during the morning show. She doesn't want to come on the air as well. She's like you.
Yeah.
Is it an Indian thing?
No.
Just tell Jish not to leave. Smiley face. And then she goes, all right, please include this in the podcast if you talk about him, because I won't be able to hear it live.
We're here for
That's
you.
Cool. Thank you, Dave.
Robin Banks.
Right, Jish is still here. So after that email from Tamer imploring you, I'm a really big fan of yours, I love how you are, it's because of you the morning show came first in the comedy charts, and then the hashtag make High FM great again. Please, Jish, don't go. We love you on the show.
I know.
It's true.
I know.
Baby, don't go.
Stop. Stop.
Sorry.
Stop.
I have a constant theme tune in my head.
Yeah, look at his eyes. Look. It's because we say nice things and then we do a gag about it.
No, I mean...
What?
Anyway, don't be lost for words.
Come on, circle of trust.
Yeah.
Just tell us.
Yeah. It'll go no further than the studio.
Absolutely not.
It's just me, George, and you. You know the audience figures for this show.
No, I'll come and do a link if I got good stuff with me.
We always have good stuff. This is good stuff, and it's not actually going anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, it's rambling through the park.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll come and do the link.
Yay! Tamer, thank you so much. That was all you.
Thank you.
What a royal.
right away. Thank you.
Me out.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM.
Let's go! You alright?
Yeah, something in my eye.
It's fine.
I may have done another, I would say half Ryland yesterday.
Oh, how can you do a half Ryland?
I'll show you. Okay. I'm actually going to have to show you as well. This is perfect for the radio.
Okay, great.
So I went to Bank Muscat in Currum.
Yeah.
To see the lovely Imani, who's my friend. She
Imani.
Does something for me. Yeah. I just emailed her and go, could I have a checkbook, please? So, come in and sign it. And she said to me before, don't queue, just come and find me.
Oh, special treatment.
Yeah, now I'm too British and polite for this.
Yeah.
So what I do now is because I have taken a number before, just waited anywhere, and then they come and get me and go, we told you not to wait.
This is Bank Muscat in Currum.
Yes.
With Munir Albalushi.
Yes.
All right, okay.
Well, I still haven't met, but we only spoke on the phone.
He's great, he's lovely.
So what I do now, because when you go in, you've got your security dude.
You do, right in front of you.
Numbers.
Yeah.
So I've got to kind of bypass him and go look for Imani.
Yeah. So George is now taking off her headphones and now showing me all she's got.
It's like you're in a cartoon. You just need some cartoon music behind you. Do.
And whether I go right or left first, she's on the other one. So then I'm going to go back through the bank.
Like that, all stooped over, like an old lady.
Yeah.
There's probably people going, oh, look at that poor old woman. What's she doing over here?
Do you need a hand, love?
No wonder she gets special treatment. Look at her.
She is special treatment. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
That's your boyfriend's favourite song. You know that? I was listening to him last night, and he was saying how much he loved that song.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, do you not hear that?
No, but I heard him talking about the elder sibling supposed to be the worst driver, and I was like, that's so true in my family.
Oh, darling.
But he was saying it's not in his, so, you know.
James Hall is on at 7 o'clock tonight, so have a listen to him. George fancies him. After his death, sales of Glencairn... Not James Hall.
Yeah. You needed just a little bit more space there.
Glen Campbell's music increased the sales by over 5,000%.
Wow.
In related news, all of the Baha men are trying to find ways to die.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Good morning.
No, not again. Not again. I'm not doing it again.
No, we're done.
Doing it again. Yeah.
Okay.
Who is this?
Well, it's Albalushi, we just talked.
Oh, we just spoke. Oh, so you WhatsApped in as well?
Obviously, I'm like just the biggest fan.
Only fan.
Yeah, you are the only person that listens.
Yeah.
Right, watch this.
No, I'm not the only one.
No, you are. Dude, watch this. Anyone else listening, give us a call now.
How can they call you when you're talking to me?
Because we've got more than one phone line, we're not that poor.
So it makes us look really bad. We've got 1, 2. We've got 12 lines here, and you're the only one on it. So,
really?
22-000-959. Hello.
No one's there.
See nothing, Waleed. Nothing.
Maybe they're scared. Like maybe a police is around because last time when I was talking to you, a police was around, like a bike police.
But you should be hands free, right, Waleed?
No, I just put it on a speaker and I put it on my lap.
Yeah, put it on speaker and then
not,
on the lap.
That's a grey area, is it not? You be careful when you're driving.
Yeah, seriously, dude.
Safety first.
Yeah. Oh, it'll never happen to me. That's what everyone thinks.
Where's he gone? Hello?
I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere. I bet you will. If we abused you, you'd go.
Yeah. Give us 5 minutes.
Yeah, you'd be off to merge in a flash. Because Tom's really nice to people.
Is he? Is.
Yeah, he's really nice to people.
I use merge just to win tickets sometimes, you know?
Yeah. Are they constantly giving away tickets to movies and stuff? Constantly. I went to a movie.
Did you win it off merge?
Well, it was a merge. It was a merge movie. It was a merge screening. And I went to it. And
why don't I have my own screenings? Fix
yeah,
this.
Exactly. Well,
I love going to the cinema.
Have you not got a cinema contact?
No.
Okay. Well, if there's anyone from a cinema listening, George will give you some great PR.
Movies with George.
Get in touch. Brilliant. Yeah. It works.
Yeah.
And we can sort that out. But I went to a merge screening and I met the boss of merge afterwards. And I go... He hated it. It was like, I said, I'm Robin from High FM. That's what he did.
No!
Thanks for the tickets, mate. Yeah. And also, I looked on my Twitter, r_banks, and the big Ehab CEO of Merge. They've got an Ehab as well.
I love that we have an Ehab each. Yeah. Our one's better.
And he started following me as well.
Like, physically in person, not on Twitter.
Yeah, I just happened to mention my Twitter. He's outside every day at 10 o'clock.
I mean, he's the most luckiest guy ever.
Goodbye, Waleed!
Bye, Waleed!
Bye!
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody. This is High FM. That's George Ryland there, and I'm Robin Banks.
Yes, this is correct.
There's a new study. Out of Australia, twin cab ute!
Pippa!
The chooks have changed! Men who eat fruits and vegetables smell better to women than men who eat a lot of processed or refined carbs.
Makes sense.
And since smell is a huge part of attraction, it's a pretty good idea to make sure your body odour is as appealing as possible.
Or, you know what, if you don't want to eat the good food, just drown yourself in Tom Ford aftershave. Whatever you got to do.
I already know that smell is attractive
to women. Well, obviously you do, because, yeah. I mean, your favourite...
Dracar Noir.
I thought it was High Grassy.
Only when there's no noir left. Drown myself in it. Enough to choke a horse.
It's illegal in 9 countries. Yep, it's made with bits of real panther. So you know it's good.
It's quite pungent.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it's a formidable scent. It stings the nostrils. In a good way.
Yeah.
Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Are you going through your emails right now?
I'm having a look at the ones that I've left.
Okay, why?
Because they're in front of me.
Yeah, okay, but why though? Well, you've been off for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Why are you going back on 2 weeks' worth of emails?
Because I haven't replied to people.
Okay, because I sent you an email with an attachment this morning because I needed to give you something. And I got your out of office.
Yeah.
Now, your out of office, I've got here, right?
Oh, I knew this was going to come back to haunt me.
I am out of the office until Sunday, 13th of August, 2017. I will reply to your email on my return.
Yeah.
Schoolboy error.
Why?
Because listen to mine. Hello. I've taken some time off and I'll be back on the 13th of August.
That sounds like I need some personal time. Okay.
Please direct all High FM inquiries to chris@highfmradio.com. If you do not email Chris, then your email will not be read. Not is in bold, capitalised and underlined.
I get that, and you're a smart cookie for that, but the difference between us, Robin, is people rarely email me.
You've got 3 emails. One of those from me from this morning.
Actually, I've got 5 to reply to. And now that doesn't include your... Do you know what? I don't need to deal with this. I've just come back from holiday. And besides, there might be some free stuff in these.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wake up, get up.
It's a brand new day.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
If you're listening now and you're searching for jobs, please have the common sense to make your Facebook page private. In fact, all your social media private. Or just maybe entirely delete it.
Or just don't put negative, rude stuff on there.
Because if you don't, you're just begging for trouble. 6 things that a company could find on your Facebook page that would make them immediately stop considering you for a job are these. So okay. Listen up. Controversial opinions.
Yep.
Obviously, people don't want a troublemaker. Number 5, photos of you partying. 60% of hiring managers said, no way. Number 4, using bad language.
That's a no-no for me.
Oh, completely. Number 3, negative comments about your current job or a former job.
Absolutely.
66%. Negative comments about work in general at number 2. 69% say it's a deal breaker. And 71% of hiring managers say this would instantly get you cut. Risque photographs.
Oh, risque. Right.
Funnily enough, I'm reading this list. They're all the things that management here at High FM actively look for when recruiting.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up. This is High FM.
What are you doing? Oh, hello.
I'm replying to a tweet that we got.
Okay.
This is from Cubwolf.
Cobwolf.
Yeah. Says at High FM Radio, well, this is brightening up a dull all-night shift in the cab office. Yeah. Morning both.
Oh, it's cabby.
So I'm replying, wow, it must be really dull.
Hang on, where's Cobwolf? I recognise that name.
I'm replying, hit the button, it's gone.
Okay, well, no, let me load up his profile. It could be a nutter.
Nope.
Oh, it's Dave Smith. He's a cab driver.
Dave.
Gets wired in the back of my cab.
Robin Banks.
Oh, he's from Leicester. He's listening online.
Oh, sweet.
He's not in Oman.
Oh, man, Leicester. That's so early in Leicester.
Yeah, that's
and probably cold as well. Dude, I hope you got a cuppa on the go.
It's 30 degrees here. Good morning.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, get up. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
We were going to do this before Jason Derulo, but thought we'd save it for after Jason Derulo.
Makes sense.
It's some Jason Derulo chatter from George Ryland.
I like Jason Derulo.
Okay.
He's easy on the eye. He's got a bit of fancy footwork. And he can sing that stuff as well. I do like his music.
You like people who are easy on the eye.
Well, who doesn't?
James Hall is here at 7 o'clock tonight.
Don't tell him I said that about Jason.
I'm not talking to you ever again. That's it. Don't mention me on the show.
I hate that girl.
Only communicate with me via email, will you?
Does that mean no more kisses on my email? Because how many have I got here? Six.
Oh, yes. Man. Okay.
And from Derulo, nothing. Is he still in contact with you?
Well, Jason is a mate of mine.
Jason.
Oh, JD.
Is he actually, though? Because I still don't know if you're winding me up.
Is
or
this
not.
Your Jason Derulo chatter?
Yeah, I want to know if you're actually friends with him. I've even asked your wife and she just looked at me blankly like, who's Jason Derulo?
I know! You got to get
up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
It's High FM, it's Robin Banks.
Hi, good morning.
I'm George Ryland.
Yes.
I went to look around a house yesterday.
Hang on. Are you doing a bit now?
Yeah.
Well, I've got this bit about...
we'll save it.
Incredibly.
Save minutes time,
No. I said it's coming up next.
Oh.
So can we do your bit next and I do my bit now? What's your bit about? Maybe it's better than my bit now.
Your bit about being incredibly selfish.
Yeah.
No, you do that first, Robin.
Actually, it's good news.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is... Start reading.
I think this is good news, but according to this, you shouldn't do volunteer work until you're 40 years old.
That's a bit scarily close, actually. Can we say 50?
So there's no need to feel guilty about being incredibly, incredibly selfish in your life decisions that are selfish.
But I keep getting told that I should put myself first more.
That's exactly what I'm saying. But there's a twist in this.
Come on, okay? The selfish.
The world obviously needs volunteers and there's infinite work to be done.
If I try that, I'm just going to make more work for people.
But if you're doing volunteer work so you can feel some positive benefits, those don't kick in until you're actually older.
So and this point.
Yeah, basically, yeah. This found that younger people didn't get any real boost in their emotional health or happiness from volunteering. However, once you hit 40, you start experiencing real benefits, and those peak in your late 70s.
So don't bother.
If you're under 40 and you're selfishly volunteering because you think it'll make you feel happier, there's no need. Just go back to selfishly not volunteering for a few years.
You're just selfish, whatever you do, selfish.
You'll be fine.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
Hi, I'm Robin Banks.
Hi, good morning.
George Ryland.
Oh, I got deja vu.
It's because we do this all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Not the same start, that is, but because you're about to do your bit.
Which I was going to do a bit before, but you wanted to talk about being selfish and you did that first.
Selfishly.
Yes. Oh. Take two.
I think you need it.
Waleed.
Come to my house. Anyway, you were saying...
Yesterday, I went to look at a house. I met a very nice man by the name of Harvey.
Hello, Harvey.
So I get out of my car, and I can't get in the gate. So I text him, say, I don't know what button to press. In the end, I just pressed a button, and the gate opened. Turned out it wasn't hard. And I walked in. So, hi, I'm George. How are you?
Because
I'm fine with people like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely fine. Yeah. It's when, like, there's someone I like, I go to pieces. But in this instance, I'm like, yeah.
All right, Harvey.
Hello. And he was like, I recognise that voice.
Oh, here we go.
very complimentary about us.
Really?
And he said...
Does he need help?
And he said that when he came here, he was really surprised by the very high standard of High FM and that he could have been driving down the M4.
Hang on, when did he come? Was it years ago?
No, like 8 months ago.
Oh, wow.
So it was us.
So it was us, yeah.
But my initial reaction was, yeah. I don't get how the expressway's like the M4. I mean, it's not that busy. And then I thought, oh, I know what he means.
Yeah, yeah.
You mean the motorway in London, we could be on anywhere.
It's yeah, like, exactly.
Thanks.
That's really nice.
Yeah, so look round and it kind of weighs on your mind when people listen because you know that they know about you.
And then all of a sudden, you have to be on your best behaviour.
Which I was trying to do.
Of course.
But.
Oh, here we go. Right, I'm sitting down for this. There we go. This is what you listening are waiting for. Always, at a Ryland story, there's a but.
So we're having a really nice chat. You know when you keep going to leave, but then you're blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So I did leave, and I've got quite a purposeful walk.
Yes, you do, actually.
I march.
You mean business.
Yes, I can't help that. I like it. That's my pace. So I confidently say, cheerio, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And I head really quickly towards a wall. And then I have to turn around and go back and go, which way's out, please?
Oh, brilliant.
It's a really small compound.
And it's really going well up until then.
Then I decide to shout really loud as I go,
idiot.
I have no sense of direction. Everything I say on air is true. And off I went.
Oh, bless. I love your stories. Come on. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Turn it up. High FM. Turn it up. This is High FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Hello.
A lot of people are giving President Trump a hard time. There's a surprise.
End of story.
He's taken a 17-day holiday.
Gosh, that's substantial.
And it's causing quite a stir. And he's saying it's a working vacation. But let's hear from him, shall we?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. I have been having a wonderful time on my working vacation. And I've been getting deals the entire time I've been here at my golf resort. I'm getting so much done. It's just fantastic. Oh, and before I forget, everybody loves that comment that I made to little fat boy Kim. His threats will be met with fire and fury, which was my favorite of all the Fast and Furious movies. It really was. And I just want everyone to know that we have absolutely nothing to worry about with Kim Jong-un. He's just a sad, bloated man, baby, having a temper tantrum. He's completely harmless. Believe me.
There you go. President Trump, everybody. There you go.
Wow. Weekday morning. Get on up. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Woo!